Doing good, man. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Lee, I'm a reporter with the Poughkeepsie Journal in Poughkeepsie, New York. Are you familiar with the paper?
Yes, I'm from Stattsburg.
Okay, great. So you're a native of Stattsburg?
Yes.
Okay. And is there another party on the phone with us?
No.
No, because I thought I heard a click just now. Lee, if you could just give me the proper spelling of your name, please.
It's L-E-E, my
uh-huh.
first name.
Okay.
And then Miller is M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay, and you said you're from Stattsburg, yes?
Yes.
Okay, how old are you, Lee?
I'm 21.
21. Okay, what school did you attend here?
I went to FDR.
FDR. High school?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your rank right now?
I'm a Lance Corporal, E3.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part.
It's E3, enlisted 3.
E3, okay. And can you give me your unit, please?
It's MWHS. Tactics.
MWHS, so M as in Michael, W like Walter,
yes.
H like Harry, S like Sam?
Yes, ma'am. And then TAC, and then number 2.
Did you say TAC, T-A-C?
Oh, just the, just like a, kind of like a hyphen and then 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And? Is it just MWHS 2-2?
Yes. Yep.
And that's it?
That's it, man.
Okay. Are you a Marine?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So does MWHS stand for something?
It's Marine Air Wing Head Squadron.
Marine Air Wing
Head Squadron.
Head, like part of your body, head?
Yes.
Squadron?
Yes.
Okay, so that's Marine Air Wing Head Squadron, excuse me.
Yes.
And dash, like the number 2, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where are you serving at the moment? What part of Afghanistan?
I'm in Helmand Province.
Okay. And what number tour is this for you?
Is that my first one?
Your first tour?
Yes.
When did you arrive there?
I got here about March 1st.
Arrived March 1st. Okay, so you're new. What is it like where you are right now?
It's pretty hot and dry overall.
It's pretty hot and dry. Like how hot?
About like 110, if that.
It's about 110 degrees right now? Yes? Hello? Lee, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So you said it's 110 degrees right now?
Yeah, usually in the daytime.
And that's typical?
Yes.
So what kind of clothing are you wearing in that kind of weather?
We wear camouflage uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Anything lighter than usual because of the temperature?
No, we just wear the basic canes and then rifle.
So you say we wear the basic what?
Camouflage uniforms. We call them camis.
Camis, you said?
Yes.
And it's a camouflage uniform. And how much artillery are you carrying, or gear are you carrying right now?
I only carry my rifle. Where's the bow?
Rifle. And that's about it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a specific job with your unit?
I do.
What is it?
Provide intelligence for the air wing.
Is there a particular title that comes with that?
I'm just an analyst.
Okay. A what analyst?
Intelligence analyst.
Intelligence analyst. Do you ever see active combat?
No.
Okay. No. Now, I just am wondering. I've heard that title before. intelligence analyst. What is it that you do exactly? And I know that you can't share everything, but if you could just, in a nutshell, explain what it is you do on a daily basis. What's your typical day like?
Just make assessments and basically just reduce the commander's uncertainty in certain areas.
Reduce the what uncertainty?
The commander's uncertainty of specific areas.
So you say reduce the commander's uncertainty in specific areas?
For helicopters.
For helicopters, and this is specifically for helicopters?
Yes, within Helmand Province.
In Helmand. So to me that sounds like you're working to figure out where it's safe to land?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a correct interpretation of what you've just explained?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What does that involve exactly?
Can't really go into it too much, but a lot of research and predicament.
Are you looking over reports a good part of the day?
Yes.
Okay. How many hours a day would you say you're doing this?
I work 12-hour days, but I probably do that probably like 6.
Okay, so 6 days. Okay. So you're looking over reports. And what kind of reports are these? Just reports of insurgents, or?
Just activities, I guess. I can't really go too much into it.
Activities, reports, okay. Now, I just finished watching a report on CNN just now that showed how Afghanistan is still pretty dangerous in terms of insurgent attacks. Do you agree with that?
Certain areas, I do agree, are still pretty chaotic.
Like which areas?
I feel like we're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Which areas in particular?
Areas within Helmand. Leave it at that, I guess.
Would it be south or north or east or west?
Because
I understand that southern Helmand province is pretty.
Okay, I'd probably say northeastern.
You say northeastern?
Yes.
Now, pardon my geography here, but when we're talking about northeastern Helmand province, we're not talking about as far north as the Hindu Kush, right? It doesn't reach up that far?
No, it's not.
Okay, so I'm in the wrong area, sorry. So, are these tribal areas?
They are tribal areas.
The northeastern section of Helmand?
Yes. All of Afghanistan is like tribes.
Okay. So the northeastern section of Helmand province, does that border Pakistan?
No, it does not, man.
Okay. Does not. Well, what about it makes it dangerous, that area?
Just, I'm trying to put this.
Insurgent?
There's a lot of activity.
Okay.
There's a lot of activity in the area, I guess, and, I guess it's like you're just pushing into areas, so.
Is it very developed there? Because I did have a conversation a few months ago with a soldier who explained that, you know, like in Iraq, for example, they were concerned at one point with IEDs because it was flat terrain and they were using trucks to travel everywhere. And then he also explained that in the mountainous areas of Afghanistan that there was a different kind of threat, that they were more often in situations where they were having gunfights with insurgents. Is that more what you're talking about?
Yes, because overall it's pretty it's flat, like where I'm at, but in the northern part we do have a mountain range, and exactly, so we'll try to cross area.
Would you say that they're close range gunfights?
Overall, yes, pretty close.
But can they hide in trees? Because I know there are trees in some mountainous areas and some not.
There's a tree line, yes.
Okay, because like in some, you understand what I'm saying, some mountainous areas are really like lush and then some are pretty bare.
Yes.
Would you say that you're in an area where there's lots of vegetation?
No, it's no. Pretty bare where I'm at, but when you're in the more populated areas.
Okay. Got it. Now, are you in the northeastern section of Helmand Province?
I'm in almost like central Helmand.
Central?
A little bit north of central.
North central, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And can you share what town you're closest to or village you're closest to or no?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm starting to feel as if what you're doing may be a little bit more, how do I say this, I guess, you know, clandestine than some of the soldiers that are in active duty. I mean, is your job kept secret in any way?
Yes, it is. A lot of it is.
And why is that?
Just the information overall. Can't really talk about it.
Okay. So it's sensitive information about the whereabouts of insurgents and the safety or safe zones and not safe zones?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. All right. Now, can you tell me about one of your most memorable experiences in Afghanistan so far?
I guess it's kind of all the same. You just get up and then go to work and then go to the gym and then go home.
So you work out a lot?
Yes.
Okay. And so you have a base there?
We do.
Okay. So far you've seen no active combat?
No.
Okay. Now, what do you enjoy about your current deployment in Afghanistan? Is there anything that you really like about it?
You know, fellow Marines.
Your fellow Marines?
Yes.
Can you explain that a little more? Expand on that? What is it
about? You get to know people pretty good, work out with them, you know, work with them, get pretty close, like friends with them, like your brothers, I do.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
They're your friends and they get pretty close to you. And you're with them 24/7, basically.
So you've made friends?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you say is the most difficult aspect of being there?
Probably being away from family.
Right. Do you have any children?
No, I do not.
Okay. Now, I know you've only been there for a couple of months, but what do you get in terms of a sense of how things are changing in Afghanistan? Do you feel like, from what either you've seen or what you've been told, that there's change going on?
Yes, I do. I feel like, definitely, like, you know, helping people in Afghanistan.
And how come you feel that way? Are you speaking with them directly?
Yes.
What do they tell you?
You know, for the change, helping them out, helping them, you know, take control of situations.
So you have spoken directly to some of the people that live there?
Yes.
Okay. And these are people, just villagers, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, and what do they tell you specifically?
They like to how we're helping them out, providing for them, helping them make it a safe place, I guess.
So you say that they do see you as or see the Marines as helping?
Yes.
So they're telling you that they feel as if the country is getting safer as a result of American military presence.
Definitely.
Okay. And do you feel like where you are is a very dangerous place?
No, I do not.
No?
No.
Okay. What about it is not dangerous? Is it just barren? Is it not a place where insurgents like to hang out?
pretty big area, and pretty secure.
Pretty what?
Secure.
Okay. Is it a mountainous area?
No. Well, okay. Not where I'm at.
Okay. So not in the mountains. Okay. Would you call it the foothills, or?
Kind of just overall flat and barren.
Okay. So it's flat and barren where you are?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a minute ago that you do miss your family. Are you still living at home back in Dutchess County?
I was in. I've been in the Marine Corps like 2.5 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So when did you join the Marines?
Actually, not 2.5. It was like, I joined in January 2010.
So you joined the Marines in 2009?
2010.
2010. What made you join?
I just finished up my associate's, and I was like, I don't really have anything else to do, so.
So you finished an associate's degree up where?
At Dutchess.
Okay, what were you studying there?
Criminal justice.
Interesting. Do you have intentions to come back and finish your degree?
I'm actually trying to finish my bachelor's over here.
Wow. And will that also be in criminal justice?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Do you plan on becoming a police officer?
I'm hoping to get in the FBI after the Marine Corps.
You're hoping to what?
Going to the FBI.
Join the FBI?
Yes.
One day. Okay.
Yes.
Once you leave, you said the Marine Corps?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long is your deployment supposed to be? Lee?
Yeah.
How long is your deployment?
It's a year.
1 year. Okay, so you're not going to be with these group of soldiers and Marines that come back in July?
No.
Okay. Are you speaking with any Marines that are coming back in July?
Yep.
How do they feel about coming back and withdrawing, the drawdown itself?
They're pretty excited.
Like happy to go home?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you feel about the drawdown? Because the president just announced it a few days ago. Do you feel like it's a good idea? Do you like his plan?
I do. If there's not a need for extra troops in Afghanistan, then might as well send them home. It's starting to transition anyway, so I think we're going to do a good job.
I'm sorry, if you could just say that again.
I said it's a good idea to send them home, I guess. You know, if we don't need the extra guys here, send them home. Especially, you know, we got to transition to the people in Afghanistan, so.
Mm-hmm. You're saying you support the drawdown, basically?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so when are you due to come back home?
February, March.
February, March. Okay. And do you have any plans for July 4th?
No, I don't.
No? None?
Nah, I just work out.
Are there any plans scheduled for the base? Because I know I spoke to other people who said there were parties on Christmas.
There's like a cookout, I guess, or a softball tournament or something like that going on.
You think there'll be a cookout, you said?
Yes. I don't know. I'll be sleeping because I work at midnight shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, does this July 4th somehow seem more significant for you, being overseas and serving with the Marines the way you are?
Yeah. A bit more patriotic, I guess.
So you feel more patriotic than you used to?
Yes.
Okay. And do you ever get sensitive about the fact that you're so far away from home? Do you ever feel upset about it?
I do, but it's not like I try not to really think about it.
Yeah.
Keep on trucking, get there again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do your family feel about you being overseas?
They worry.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are we talking about? Your mother?
My mom, my dad, and my fiancé.
And who?
My fiancé.
Your sister?
My fiancé.
Fiancé, okay. Okay. All right, Lee, is there anything else you'd like to add before I go?
No, that's it, man.
Okay, well, thank you for speaking with me. I appreciate it. And I should be speaking to you in cyberspace in a couple days.
All right, good to go, man.
Okay, be safe. Bye.
All right, bye.